like baseball, very, very fine. 1960 Pirates, Clem Lapine, number 29. They beat the Yankees, led by Stengel. Twice in the Super Bowl, the Niners beat the Cincy Bengals. First in 16, then in 23. Jerry Rice was the MVP. John Taylor caught the winning score. The next year, the Niners won title number 4. I said, what's up? Mark Messier, raised in the Stanley Cup in 1994. He did it all against the Vancouver Canucks, that's for sure. His team was just playing on another level, advancing to the Stanley Cup final after beating the New Jersey Devils. Motto, they were coached by Mike Keenan. I like wrestling too, guys like Bobby the Brain Heenan. World champs from Sting to Hulk Hogan. Back to football, New England Patriots Steve Grogan, who replaced Tony Eason in Super Bowl 20. He got beaten by more than a hair. He got his butt kicked by my boys, the Chicago Bears. In 1970, the Steelers figured what the heck, including one in Super Bowl 9 against the Minnesota Vikings. He is one of the greats of the game. Yes, he is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, here's something I'd like to advise. 1972, the Cardinals traded Steve Carlton to the Phillies for Rick Wise. To say the Cardinals won that deal is all lies. That year, Carlton put up career highs. But the Phillies finished a last place low. 1972 World Series MVP Gene Tennis stole the show, homering in his first two World Series at-bats. The A's won back-to-back-to-back fast three, despite hatred for the owner Charlie Finley. Motto. Gonna finish this rap really soon. Just let me tell you about a guy named Wally Moon. He was born on April 3rd, 1930, and he proved himself worthy. He was homering his first Major League at-bat. He was a 1954 NL Rookie of the Year. He won 3 world titles with LA. That's my rap, that's all I gotta say.